Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Inspired by past, influenced by the present, driven towards the future. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. You know, a lot of people what's up, Jake? What's up, Sybil? A lot of folks on Twitter will send tweets out to Victoria Ryle saying, hey, we would love to see you back on the Young and the Restless. Come on back on the show. But she's actually kicking off this project time on Kickstarter, trying to launch her own soap opera, getting the entrepreneurial bug. She joins us this morning. Of course, Kickstarter, Spike Lee just finished his round of funding on that. Other folks have done it as well, and it's a pretty good idea. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Doing great. So, the rich and the ruthless. What is that?
Well, the rich and the ruthless is about a black-led soap opera owned by Augustus Berenger. We have Ben Guillory taking the lead on that. And his children and the cast and all of the interpersonal relationships on the set, but the drama is really off the set. So it's Soap Dish meets The Office, if you will. It's Soap Dish meets 30 Rock. So we really get an inside look at what's really going on to keep the soap opera on the air. And it's told in real time. That is to say, this show's hanging on by its cuticles, but they are not going off the air. So they do whatever it takes.
Now, here's what's interesting. Of course, when a lot of the broadcast networks got rid of a lot of their soap operas, but then all of a sudden you look at Tyler Perry's Haves and Have Nots and how that has been a big winner for Oprah Winfrey's network. And so, is this going to be what on cable? Do you want to broadcast online? Where are you looking trying to do this?
It's going to be a cable show, 1 hour primetime television. We see that it. Going to be a very rich opportunity for the network that scoops it up. We just had a fantastic meeting this week. Carl Seaton's our director, who directed Angie Bassett and I in a film. We have Starletta Dupois, we have Aloma Wright, we have a number of stars, but we have an equally brilliant crew. But we see it for primetime, 1 hour, and an opportunity for cameos. Niecy Nash just called me, Vivica Fox and I have talked about this, Cheryl Lee Ralph. I mean, it's just a whole list, a bounty of fabulous actresses and actors who wish to do cameos on the show. And what's unique about this is, let's say, you know, you have a star who has something to a Wendy Williams, let's just say, who wants to come on the show.
Let's say Tom Joyner.
Tom Joyner comes on the show, and he has a product. And he in the skit we write where Tom will say, you know, Vicky, in the show, I've got to get out of here. You know, I got my cruise.
I've got to go on the Fantastic Voyage cruise.
Hi, Tom. I got to do the Fantastic Voyage cruise. Like,
okay.
Or we shoot the show on the cruise. Huh?
Who plays the slut in the soap opera? Would you have a good soap opera if you didn't have some sluts? So who plays the main slut?
Of course we do. Her name is Emmy Abernathy, and we've already cast her. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I want to be cast with...
with the slut.
Well,
yeah.
Victoria, you're going the entrepreneurial route, obviously, with right. this. And we always talk about owning our own product and doing our own things. Kickstarter is allowing you to raise the initial dollars to do the pilot for this.
That's correct. I mean, you know, someone asked me yesterday, what is Kickstarter? And I said, well, it's Obama fundraising, but for entertainment. And $1, a dollar or more at a time, people are empowered to say, you know what? This has revolutionized how television and film is made.
So far?
Yeah, how much you got so far, Victoria?
$5,000. I need $45,000 more.
So the goal is
$50,000 total.
That's correct.
Gotcha. So I'm sorry, Sybil, go ahead.
No, I was just saying the time period is always 30 days.
No, give me.
It's always 30 days, but it's been real slow. You know, things kind of trickled in. And Spike, I'm so happy for Spike raising $1 million+. But now that has passed, people are starting to pick up traction again. We've kind of lost some wind in that wake. So we don't have the 30 days anymore. We've got like five days left.
Five days.
Now, Can you only do 30 days one time, or can you, or is it just a 30-day window and you could do it, let's say, a month later? I don't know.
You cannot extend it. And with Kickstarter.com, this is the type of crowdfunding that you must meet your goal. You cannot come a penny under that goal. Indiegogo, you can keep the money that you've raised thus far. But with Kickstarter.com, not only do you have to raise money within the time frame that you've allocated or they've allocated, but you have to raise every penny of that funding. So,
and if you don't, do you refund the people who have contributed?
Yeah, the money's never taken from the credit card. Amazon handles the money. They take a percentage of the gross, then the money goes into the account. You know, every production has a fiscally responsible bank and accountant.
And what kind of producer's credit could we get here, Victoria?
Oh, easily. Easily. If you... Oh, you're laughing. I was getting ready to get serious.
No, we're serious.
Oh, hell no. You cut that $45,000. You on the show, Sybil.
You're an executive producer. For real.
No, you ain't... No, you're not a producer, Sybil.
Sib, you're the slut. For $45,000, you can have the lead role.
You're the slut.
You're the slut.
In front and back of the camera.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, you got.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Got
we're going to have a lot of, you know, swap and spit and dressing room dalliances. Pick your scene. I'll write it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I like it.
You in there.
It's Kickstarter.com, and in the search bar above, just type in The Rich and the Ruthless. That's the name
all
of the show.
The Rich and the Ruthless.
All right.
Around. Good luck, Victoria.
Certainly good luck with that. And again, hey, do the entrepreneurial thing.
Thank you.